Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. So it's Friday night. We're going to knock out a Q&A. Hope everybody's having a good time whenever they're listening to this. I want to tell you about the coolest website in all of detailing. It's thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. And you might be saying to yourself, Alex, you keep telling us it's cool, but why is it cool? Well, I mean, first of all, it's our website, so it's going to have the links to where you can follow us on social media, the Apple link, the Spotify link. But what we've done for you guys, because we love you so much, and we appreciate you so much, is we have the preferred vendor page. Our preferred vendors are awesome. They pretty much carry everything that you could possibly want, from trainings to compounds and polishes to towels to computer stuff to a whole variety of things that you could ever ask for. And in doing so, you're going to get a cool coupon code. It's going to save you a little bit of money. So you go and spend that money with them. They're going to love us for it. They're going to give us money to keep doing this show, which will bring the funny. Therefore, hashtag money, money, funny. And then we have the merch store. If you're looking for any podcast logoed material, you can find it there. We do have a YouTube channel. We're not streaming live to it anymore. Jason's doing something different. Hopefully he is, because he's going to school now. So hopefully it doesn't take up his time. But the Detail Solutions Podcast, that's our channel. You can go like us. Please share us, subscribe to us, hit the notification button. So every time one of the new episodes pop up, you can check it out. And TikTok, man, we're getting close to that 1,000. I checked it earlier. I think we were like 650. So if you guys would please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification bell, that fun stuff on TikTok. It's the Detail Solutions Pod. Jason makes some pretty good clips from the episodes that he puts up there as kind of like, you know, reels or whatever that he shares also to Instagram and Facebook as well. And if you want to be a guest on the show, easiest way is to reach out to us. Send us an email, detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to do it. I try to check it a couple times a week because I'm not really on Gmail that much. Or worst case scenario, you can just message me on Messenger or whatever. I've had a few people do that. It makes my life so much easier. all right. And without further ado, we're going to jump into a commercial and I'll be back with our guest. Be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit ObergCarCare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right. And we're back. Chris Williams back again 2 weeks later. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm good, man. You might be the first guest that we've had on in such a close time, maybe, I think.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. But last time was a topic episode. And this time we get to learn all about you.
Oh, Lord. Get ready.
Yeah, man. So let's jump into it, man. Like, you know, obviously the first question, the where, the when, the how, the why did you get into detailing?
Oh, wow. So it started around, golly, I guess around 2005, I started messing around with it. I was still at that time I transferred from law enforcement to fire service. And okay. So cleaning up fire trucks, polishing diamond plate, things of that nature. Kind of then working on some of the guys' cars and my hobby grew and grew from there and started going to training. My first training was at Majestic Solutions in Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
And then that's where I learned about Randy Doyle and Detailing Success. Started doing a lot of research and see, that was January. And by May, I was already out in Big Bear, California.
Oh, wow. Training at
Randy's. Yeah. That was in 2018, 19, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So, I went to Rennie's and then just took off from there, started my own business. And, it was still a side gig for a few years, very similar to Daniel Gill. Cause matter of fact, me and Daniel left our corporate jobs
around the same time. Yeah, did you?
We were backing up on each other. Daniel was on the Q&A not too long ago.
Yep.
And it's funny cause it brought back a lot of memories. Me and him would call each other back and forth like, oh, man, what did I do? You know?
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh crap. So we were going back and forth off each other and, you know, just giving that, hey, we got this, you know, type speeches every now and then. So, that's where it kind of started. And now here I am full time for 3-4 years now. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So I want to rewind a little bit. So you went from law enforcement to firefighter, right?
Yeah.
So don't typically police and firefighters not get along too well. So like,
yeah, the donut eaters.
Going from one side to the other. Like,
yeah. So, you know, of course, after I was a SWAT officer for many, many years. Of course, after 9/11, things changed, and anybody that had any type of tactical training was pretty much recruited to some other type of contract work.
Gotcha.
Whether it be Blackwater, diplomatic security, air marshals. Well, I got to stay stateside for the most part, but I worked with a special unit that was a joint task force with everybody. So, contracts started running out, and I went back to. So in South Carolina, we got public safety. Public safety is the police are fire and fire, you know.
Okay.
You got dedicated firefighters, but your police officers are also firefighters as well, trained. So I went to that and I was on a couple of bad incidents and I decided, you know, I'm going to make a move out of law enforcement and go straight fire. it affected me pretty bad. So made that transfer. And they used to call police officers at cross, we called them cross dressers. So that's what a lot of the full time, so the full time firefighters called them. So
gotcha. Yeah. Just cause I remember when Gray Scott was more detailing and everything like that. I remember everybody used to bust his chops and call him a fireman when he was really a police officer. Yeah. And, you know, so so I just wanted to rewind on that a little bit.
It's plenty of love there between everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there is.
Firefighters are called cops, so you know, blue canaries or you know everything. So yeah,
right. That's cool, man. So when you made that jump kind of like into full time, did you go like right into a shop or did you start mobile?
No, I was pretty much shop and home garage, home base garage. I had pretty much everything set up here at my home. But I would go mobile at the time. I was just out of my truck, you know, just whatever. But now I got my little minivan, my little Transit Connect. It's decked out and ready to go. But I still have my home shop base set up. Very rarely do I work from home. It's mostly, you know, it's a convenience thing, man. They love it. They love it. Yeah. More, you know?
Yeah. I would love to work from home, but I always end up telling everybody I'd probably end up in the house more than out in the garage or anything. Just
less distractions out there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I like just going to the shop because then I know I'm there. I know I've got a job to do. I've done a few. I did a few jobs here for like some close friends and stuff that, you know, I was just kind of like, yeah, bring it to the house and I'll just work from home, especially when Haley was younger, you know, and if I needed to maybe kind of be home to watch her if she was, you know, if we didn't have her in daycare or, you know, if she wasn't in school, you know, kindergarten or whatever. Then I do some things here, but yeah, dude, I found myself inside the house way more than I probably should have. You know, that little 3 or 4 hour polish job ended up taking like 8 hours. I try to get it at the shop. I had, the one thing that was kind of nice was I had one of my good clients. He had a 32 foot RV. You know, and my shop's like 10 foot high ceilings, you know, like 600 square foot. It's not fitting an RV in there. So, you know, he's like, well, I'll just bring it to your house and you can work on it. And that was kind of a lifesaver. Cause you know, you do about, you know, 10 or so feet of it and then you're just like, oh, I need to go sit down for a minute. Yeah. You know? So it's like nice to go inside and sit down in the AC for a few minutes or whatever. And I'd be like, all right, let me go tackle another 10 feet of this thing or whatever, you know, just up and down the ladder, like 2 feet at a time. So,
been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't think I'm going to do any more RVs or big trailers or anything like that until I can afford a scissor lift that I, you know, like you guys do at Air Force One project, just, you know, up and down and move over and up and down.
Yeah. I did a 49 footer not like a week or so ago. Oh my God. Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. So, I mean, the only good thing about doing those is you don't have to do the roof. So it's just like, roof down.
Yeah.
You know, that's not too bad because I'd hate to have to get up on the roof and do one of those. That's a lot of panel.
It is. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I could just give me the side of Air Force One again, you know?
So let's talk about that a little bit. Like when was your first time on Air Force One and you know, how has that been for you?
Oh yeah, man. So I was selected actually in, what was that year of COVID was what? 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so I was selected, but of course that one got canceled. So we went back, the very next year, 2021, we had a team of 15 select, and that was it because Seattle still had the COVID restrictions so bad.
Right.
Me and Daniel also went on that team, but that was my first year. So 3 times up there, 4 times selected, but 3 official times being up there.
Right.
How,
and, let me, let me ask you this real quick. How harder was it in 21 with like a team of 15 versus like this year you guys had what, like double that or
yeah,
more?
35. Yeah,
35. Yeah, so double that in a couple.
So it ran super smooth, man. That smaller team.
Okay.
You know, we didn't at that time, Interior. We focused on mostly Air Force One and the B-29. That was our two main focus. That was pretty much it.
Right.
Compared to what they all saw, we were working on Concorde, 727, 747, you know,
right,
37. And we were everywhere. But we were a very, very efficient crew with that 15. We were really were compared to what we had to do. It was really good. I liked it. It was tight knit and easier to get in and out of, you know, restaurants at night and things.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah.
But last 2 years, the year after that was 30, and this year was 35. That's been a good number. When they saw how well we did with just the 15, yeah. Rennie and Doug, the project manager, they saw something, you know, where teams in the past had been almost 70 people.
Oh, wow.
In the past. And they were like, you know, we work a lot more efficiently with a littler, you know, smaller group.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the direction we went back towards. I don't see it getting no more than what you're seeing right now.
Right. But, well, and that's probably going to make it a little more special too if you get selected, right? Because now it's a smaller group being selected versus, you know, a bigger group. So
it does. And if you want to be on that project, you have to. You got to put in. You know,
right? Yeah.
You get what you give, and
yeah.
So you really got to be on your P's and Q's, and within the group, within the community, within the industry. You know, you're giving back. You're doing doing your part, you know.
Right. And just brain farted. It's Friday, people. Give me a break. And you're on the board, right?
I am.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I was trying to remember, because I was like, shit, was it when we were talking with you, or was I talking to Daniel? I want to make sure I don't.
Me and myself and Daniel both are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's why. So was that something that they came to you, or was that something that you put in for? Like, you know, and what was your decision on that to be on the board for the Mafia?
So, no, they didn't come to me. It was one of those things you have to have a minimum time in 3 years. Right. And then from there, it basically goes down to the members to make the vote.
Okay.
To vote on to the new board. At that time, there were four spots open. And I'd put in and got the position, one of those seats. And I've been in there 2 years now.
So did you guys have to, you know, kind of do, I'm just going to say it because Haley's in high school now. Did you guys have to make up little posters like vote for Chris?
Most everybody knows us.
So you just kind of throw your hat in the ring and.
Yeah. And, you know. I think Chris did make up little flyers for us, you know? And most everybody knows us, you know.
Yeah,
we kind of go out and do a little post and like, this is why I'm interested. This is what I want to see. You know, this is what I'd like, where to see where our group would go. So
what were kind of your things that you kind of put in for? What were the things that you thought you could bring to the table or change or, you know, whatever that, you know, kind of got you there?
I get along with most everybody. I don't have any issues with anyone.
Yeah.
And I like to hear everybody's side of the story, you know? As far as what could I bring, I mean, the group was built by some amazing, amazing founders that we have in this group. Holding that tradition and what we stand for and our core values and everything, I kind of was already based off where I come from and my background. Right. So it was a good fit for me. You know, if you were in military and law enforcement, that's kind of a lot of our structure is very, very similar to that. So it was a really, really good fit. And what I wanted to bring was just that glue to hold the group together and what we stand for and, you know, that level of pride and being a made member of the Detail Mafia, which is, I mean, it's earned, not given. That's kind of my saying. It's one of those things, you want it, you can get it. You just got to do your time.
Right.
You know, and be a good representative. So.
Yeah, no, no. And that's, you know, I think that's one of the good things about, you know, everybody that I met from the Mafia, you know, it's outside looking in, everybody always has a preconceived, idea of, you know, but you guys are all just detailers, man. You know, it's like, you know, it's, you're not any different than all the rest of us. And, you know, I'm sure the Mafia has its own struggles and, you know, bullshit that it goes through or whatever. I think you guys probably do a pretty good job of keeping it internally and not, you know, just exploding onto Facebook like everybody else does or whatever. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of the thing, right? I mean, it's how do you deal with it? You know, I mean, it's, you know, that's the one thing I think is people need to understand, you know, it doesn't matter how maybe good something looks, you know, things have their issues and, you know, but it's like, how do you guys deal with it? Right. So that's the one thing that I've kind of come to learn from all you guys is you guys are all super cool. I mean, it's just, you know, detailers hanging out and being detailers, you know? You know, and kind of like you said the last time, you know, I mean, it's really kind of like that businessman's, you know, group that you can go to, you know, hey, I've got a question, I've got an idea, like I want to run it past somebody, you know, I'm looking for some help or whatever. You know, where again, you know, you're not going to get any, like, you know, you go on a Facebook group, like, hey guys, I'm, you know, I'm having a problem with this and, you know, or I'm trying to do this and, you know, and, you know, you, all the shitty answers that you get, you know? So, I think that's kind of a cool thing, man.
It is, man. I mean, cause really it's about no matter what level you're in, you're going to reach back down and you're going to pick up that guy and help him out.
Yeah.
Or girl, whatever it may be. You're going to reach back down, help them. And you want to see them exceed you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What took you 10 years. We want to, hey, let's cut it in half to five. Let's see you succeed in five or
right, right.
Three, whatever it may be. You just got to, you know, and that's what it's about. Just being there for each other. It's an entrepreneur group. We're just there to support each other and try to bring each other along, you know?
Yeah, no, no. I mean, there should definitely be kind of more of that, you know? I mean, I don't want to say like, you know, oh, well, you know, because some people don't maybe want to necessarily do all the things that are required, right, to be a part of the Mafia, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think what you guys do is great for you, but if somebody doesn't want to go through that, but that's what I feel. I think there should be more groups like that in detailing that, you know, are, you know, kind of have that same structure or whatever, where it's just an entrepreneur thing, like, hey, you know, let's, you know, we can, you know, meet every Thursday, what most of the businesses do every Thursday, right? Like Thursday morning or something like that, right? In your city or in your town or something, you know? Yeah, I wish there was more like that, man, because, you know, I think that would probably help a lot of people in this industry.
Yep. And if people would come up and ask me, you know, what have you gotten out of it? I couldn't put a dollar in the amount of knowledge. I mean, when you got people in the group, Justin Lobato, Mark Elliott, Jim Gogan, I mean, you got all these, you know, these people that have been in business for forever, Doug Parfit and things of that nature. And you can turn to Doug, operates mobile, always been mobile. It was a very good lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. Hey,
why not for me to reach out for him? That's exactly what I'm looking for. And I can do that.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, when Jason and I were sitting in the airport waiting to head out, Lobato was there with us because he was on not our flight, but the other plane that was going out at the same time because our flight got delayed and was leaving the same time. And him and Megan were on the same plane and Jason and I were on the same plane. And, you know, so we were like waving at each other in the air. No, I'm kidding. We didn't. But, you know, like that was one of the first times that like I really kind of got to talk with Justin, like outside of the podcast or outside of MTE or something like that. And it was just, you know, three of us just sitting there kind of bullshitting. And, you know, the one thing that I definitely learned, I mean, I already knew it, but I kind of got a better understanding it with Justin in that, I don't know, our conversation where we're waiting to get on the plane is that dude is a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight up.
Yep.
Like, I think detailer is like second. Like, he is legitimately a businessman. Like, he was talking like, you know, this, that, and the other. And it wasn't like, oh, I use this polish and I use, I mean, that guy was talking business, you know? And that I thought was really cool because again, like I kind of know Justin, you know, a little bit, you know, we've had conversations and everything, but I never had a conversation with him like that. And that kind of like, I was taking it in, dude. I was like, you know, just listening to him talk and all the stuff he was saying and, you know, whatnot. So yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, right? Is when you look at, you know, a lot of the people, you know, like, oh, I look at this mentor and that mentor, like, why? You know, is it because they're a great detailer or because they're a great businessman? Yep. Like, show me the guy who's a great businessman.
Yep.
You know, I want to learn from him first, and then I'll learn from a great detailer.
And that's why I named him. That's why I named Mark, like Mark Elliott.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the people you named are straight up like, you know, badass business guys. And you never really hear them that much because they're not in like the whole detail ego, you know, thing on Facebook. They're too busy. Dude, they're too busy cashing checks, right? Like,
you know. Yeah. I mean, how many shops and mobile operations Mark Elliott run, and he's still working in the department? I mean, it's like, this dude, he's just nailing it.
Yeah.
I look up to Mark, got a lot of love for Mark, so. and Justin, all of them, but.
Yeah. I talked to Justin today, actually. It was kind of funny because I sent him a text this morning, and I was just like, hey, man, can you give me a call when you have a second? And so, like, I don't know, like 2 minutes later, maybe my phone's ringing. And I was like, damn, that was fast. And he's like, who is this? I don't know if this phone number is saved. And I was like, it's Alex. He's like, oh, okay. Hey, what's up, man? And then, like, I was just kind of busting his balls a little bit. And I was like, damn, man. Or no, he said, I need to, he's like, I thought I had your number saved, but I guess I don't. And I was like, that's cool, man. Apparently I'm not important to you or whatever. So after we got off the phone, he sent me a text. He's like, saved your number, puts you in top five.
That's
so I don't know who I bumped out of Justin's top five.
Did you see his picture on the wing today with his wig?
No. Oh yeah. I didn't see that. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
We made us round around the AFO.
Oh, did it? Man, me and Jason didn't get it. That sucks.
Oh, y'all missed it.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Listen, let's jump into a commercial break, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
That was weird. Did it glitch for you?
I didn't see no glitch.
Okay. Maybe it's just on my end. Yeah. Just like right in the middle of the commercial, like it kind of glitched a little bit. I was like, oh, shit, we having problems again. We had issues with Jason the other night. He had a real bad thunderstorm apparently over there, knocked his power out like right at the beginning of our podcast with Buff Bright Tom. So
I saw him comment like, I'm here with you.
so he got kicked off. He didn't have power, so he couldn't log back in or whatever. So yeah, it's not storming here, so it was kind of weird. So getting back to kind of, you know, your business and everything, you haven't really been doing it super long. I mean, 3 to 4 years is still fairly new. Are you finding that, you know, because I always tell people, like, you know, especially at that 3 to 4 year mark, I always tell people that 3 to 4 year mark is kind of when things really started getting like easier for me. Like I felt like I was like not down the other side of the mountain, but like just at an easier part of the mountain. Are you feeling like you're kind of getting there, or has it been pretty, you know, easy for you for the get-go because you kind of started earlier, you know, doing some stuff with the fire department and friends and family and stuff like that?
I think that's good. So before I left my full-time corporate, I made sure that I was making minimum of what I was making out there, you know?
Right.
And I had to get savings saved up. No, I mean, I had it saved up.
Yeah.
So when I did make that move, I think it made it, did it make it easier? Yes. Was there struggles in between there? Yeah. But in the last 3 to 4 years, I would say I'm on a nice, good, easy uphill climb, you know, especially right now.
Yeah.
Business has been really good. Knock on wood, you know.
So you're one of the few that's not slow right now, like a bunch of
people. And I've heard that, you know, I heard some people talk about it, and I'm just like, where is this at? Because
it's all over, dude. People just don't want to admit to it. I mean I talk to, and you know, like I won't mention names or whatever, but like I talked to a pretty good big detailer in Texas. You know, that straight up was like, Alex, it's slow. You know, I mean, like he's staying busy, you know, but he's just not as busy as he used to be.
Yeah.
You know, I've been pretty slow, but you know, I always tell people, like, you know, again, for me, I don't make that much money. You know, like everybody, you know, like everybody's like, oh, if you're not making $100,000 a year, you're not doing it right, or whatever, right? Like I don't make $100,000 a year. You know what? But like I guarantee you my overhead is so low that I'm probably making as much as the guys that are making $100,000 a year, you know, because I just don't have that huge overhead. What most people are paying for their shops is my whole overhead for the month, you know? Yeah. You know, and I just talked to, you know, a big detailer down here, you know, does a shit ton of high end stuff, dude. I mean, like he is probably the, like, you know, exotic supercar, whatever guy in Orlando for the most part. And I talked to him the other day and he's like, you know, he's like, hey man, yeah, it's, you know, it's slow. It's, you know, it's this, it's that. So, I mean, I'm hearing it from people kind of, you know, all over. Yeah. But I also hear stories of, you know, guys like you that are like, you know, they're still pretty, you know, pretty much killing it and staying busy. So, you know, I think it kind of depends, you know. I mean, I'll say the one thing that I kind of regret doing a while back was I canceled my AdWords because I felt like it just wasn't really doing anything. And about 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know what, I'm going to turn this back on and see what happens. And when I did, I'm like, I made a mistake. I put it underneath like the wrong email account. And so I called Google and I was like, hey, like, is there any way to like, you know, either cancel this one and start it over on this one or just switch it? And the lady was kind of like, well, you have a $500 credit special on this one right now. So if you cancel it and do the other one, you might not get it. And I was like, well, I don't want to give up $500 credit. Yeah. You know, that's pretty decent money. Yeah. And she told me, she goes, it's just an email address. She's like, unless it like really makes a difference. And so I got to talking to her and I didn't know this. And I feel like a lot of people probably don't know this because we're just so used to paying like AdWord guys $1,000 a month to run our AdWords for us. But the lady's like, hey, we have a complimentary, you know, like consultation to set up your AdWords. She's like, would you want to do that? And I was like, well, complimentary, like, hell yeah, that's the advantage of me, right? And so I asked her, I said, well, what happens if like, you know, a month from now or something, I want to go in and change, like pull out some keywords or put in some keywords or something. I said, how much do you guys charge for that? She goes, no, when you do AdWords, she's like, it's all complimentary. And I was like, why is nobody telling me this? You know, so like, I'm going to mention it on the podcast a few times for people to listen to. But dude, I'll tell you what, man, they did a campaign and, you know, so it's been running for, I think like 2 weeks now. And I'll tell you what, dude, I've had more phone calls now in the last 2 weeks than I have in probably like the last 3 months.
Yeah.
It's crazy what a difference it makes. And a lot of them are tire kickers, you know, bullshit stuff. You know, a lot of, especially today being Friday, I probably had like 4 phone calls today. Like, hey, I'm trying to get my car washed. I'm like, yeah, we're a detail shop, you know, but I'm sure that car wash is probably one of the keywords. So that's, you know, something I'm mentally marking down. So in a month when I get back on with them, I can say like, hey, can we take anything that says car wash or vehicle wash or whatever out? But yeah, dude, like, you know, like that's given me a little bit of a hope because, you know, you got to have phone calls to try and make a sale. So I would rather have like those tire kicker phone calls or the car wash phone calls. Cause at least I know that people are seeing my shit and it's getting out there. And we're getting calls. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that, and two, I have picked up over the last couple of weeks because of that. So I'm hoping that maybe I start becoming that, you know, like you, the guy that's not like, where is it slow out? You know, I mean, let all
people. And by no means did I mean to sound like cocky. It's just,
I know.
It's just like this year is definitely totally different from many years past.
And, really?
This month. And yeah, I with school starting back, you know, that's typical. You know, usually hit something like that. But
I
picked up.
You know, oh, that's good, man.
And being a solo operator, you know, I try to control it because I live I make my business work around my lifestyle, you know.
Right. That's the same way I do. Yeah.
So exactly. I try to control it, but and knock on wood, I'm very, very fortunate.
No, that's awesome. No, I mean, I'm happy for the guys and the gals that are busy because I mean they're busy, right? I mean there are a lot of people that are, you know, kind of slow and I mean I take it like what's slow, right? Like, you know, the last 2 years have been so ridiculously out of hand, you know, because people just had such a surplus of money and they were spending that now are people going back to kind of what they were, you know, before COVID with an increase of what they should be, but it's just not the increase the last 2 years are. So it's slow, you know? Yeah. Or are they literally just sitting around twiddling thumbs, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I'm not doing anything. Oh,
I'm being strategic about mine. I'm being very smart and just strategic with mine, you know, because it's no telling what's going to happen next month, 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, I mean, listen, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I want to be one of these guys. It's like, nope, I only do paint corrections and ceramic coatings. But, like, dude, I just can't because, like, you know, I'll do a $300, $400 interior if it takes me, you know, 2 or 3 hours and then I'm done for the day and made my $300, $400 while those guys are sitting around still waiting on a correction and coating job to come in, you know?
And like we were talking about before, sometimes you just need a break from all the coatings and just kind of,
let me get interior
for a minute. Break the monotony, you know?
Yeah, there's only a... It's only so much compound dust you can breathe in before you start getting lightheaded, you know, right? Because I mean, nobody's smart enough to put a mask on. Well, I take that back. There's probably some people that are smart enough, but
not this us.
I don't even put a mask on when I'm coating. I do wear gloves, but I don't put a mask on when I'm coating. But I don't hold the bottle either. Yeah, I put the bottle.
You're not inhaling it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no. I made that mistake once. I didn't do that. Like I legitimately was holding the bottle, like for some reason, like right under my chin. I don't know why. And I was like, wow, my head started getting a little light. I was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't hold the bottle here. So after that is when I pretty much started putting it down somewhere. So like if I'm on the front half of the car, I put it up on the workbench and at the back of the shop. And then I've got those, you know, gorilla 4 foot steps, you know, that everybody has on either side of the car. So then when I'm working down the sides, I'll set it on there. And then when I get around the back of the car, I'll set it like on my little the top of my mini fridge or whatever. So I'm not ever always holding it. So yeah, I made that mistake once. Yeah, you know, because I always see, you know, everybody's like, everybody was, you know, like they always post their pictures of when they drop a bottle, right, and it breaks on the ground, and you know, because they're always holding it, and it, you know, their hands get sweaty in the gloves or something or whatever, and however they're dropping it or whatever. And I always thought. I had a client who made, this guy has like 17 different patents on like security type stuff. So like different types of like, zappers, you know, the stun guns, mace, like all this different stuff. Right. And one of the things that he had for, women who jogged was he had these gloves that had, for everybody who's not watching the YouTube right now, you can go watch it at this part. It had like a little holder in the palm that you could put a can of mace in. So you know, when you're running, it's like you're holding the can of mace, but it's in like a little thing. And I always thought when I used to see those all the time, I always thought I was going to go to him and see if he could make it a little bit smaller for like a 50 mil. And then I was going to sell it to detailers because you got to, you know, put your glove on and you just put your bottle right there in the little holder. And then it's like stuck to your hands. So you wouldn't drop
it. Are you seeing the little holster for like the Texas Pete or your hot sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought about doing that. Maybe I should go back and visit.
You might want to put a patent on that quick.
Go talk to him and see if he can do that and split the profits or something like that. Because I'm sure detailers would buy it. I mean, I probably would.
You know, if it fit on my detail helper belt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. All right, things to do on Monday. That and I still got to figure out how I'm gonna put one of those level bubbles on a Rupes polisher, so when it starts stalling out, I can look and make sure to where I get back to level on, and then try and make that universal for every other DA.
Go forced action.
Man, I don't know. See, I want to try the Dynabrade. You know, I want to try that and see how that is, because I heard a lot of good things, you know, at Air Force One. I really like what the Flex does, but you know, like I told Chris, I was like, it just, you know, it's really easy that one way when you're with the spinning, but as soon as you go back against the grain, it just, it wants to fight you so much that, you know, I'm not too old for
You know, I'm still testing out. I got one of the prototypes and I'm still testing it. And yeah, so far since Air Force One, I've put about 180 hours on it so far.
Oh, wow.
So, so far so good.
Now, is that because the trigger's just locked and you can't get it to turn off?
Go with it. Just ride the lightning. Just ride it.
Unplug it and plug it in every time you need it to stop.
Just ride it. Just go with it.
Yeah, no, sorry, Randy.
You know, we definitely, you know, Daniel kind of, we played with that and got it fixed. And
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
It's, my prototype has been doing really good. It's taken a lot of some abuse and, so far, so good. I love it. I think it's going to be a good turnout. We'll see. New SEMA. At SEMA, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't released it yet, right?
It's looking to be released at SEMA, I believe. That's what.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to snag one, but there's too much security around those things.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
Every time I picked it up, it seemed like somebody was like, "Hey, what do you think?" And I was like, "Yeah, damn, man." What's that? Look over there.
Squirrel.
I even asked Chris. I was like, "Hey, how do I get to demo one of these?" He's like, "There's planes right there, man." I was like, "I want to try it on paint, Chris." And he's like, "Yeah, me too." And I was like, "It doesn't help me any."
Yeah, it was so far so good. It's been through some. I've worked metal. I've worked paint. So,
yeah. No, it looked like a pretty nice little machine. Yeah. Like I said, Jason got to use it, so he said it was pretty good.
Yeah, he worked on it with Yasir, did he? Yeah.
Yeah. And then he came back all gray, looking like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. And I was like, "Bro, you were over there for like 10 minutes. How do you get that dirty?"
Don't
say. He's like, "Oh, it's initiation thing. They all took their dirt." I was like, "Initiation." They were like, "Hey, look at let's get Jason rub our greasy, dirty hands all over his face." Yep. And then he came back with COVID. I was like, "Dude, no wonder you came back with COVID."
Everybody put hands on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, of course you did, man. Oh, goodness. All right, let's jump into a last commercial break, and we'll come back and start wrapping this up.
Sorry.
We'll be right back. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. So now we're going to jump into the questions that Jason was trying to get me to jump into on the topic episode. So the first one, man, is when did you realize your worth? Like, what was that, you know, that moment, you know, when you're just sitting there defeated going, I need to make more money than this, you know, I'm worth more than this. Like what was that moment for you?
Oh, Jesus Christ. probably 1998. Nah. Oh man. Wow. That's a good one. Probably when I decided, you know, when I started training and I started seeing what true entrepreneurs and some of these guys were really doing.
Yeah.
And after I started making like my first real good high tickets, you know,
okay,
I elevated myself to, you know, ceramics, paint correction, you know, after I got my education and everything.
Right. Right.
I think as then it kind of like, holy crap. Like this is
that light bulb.
What am I doing? Yeah. I just literally made my monthly salary in a week off of two jobs.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, I think it was that point. That's why I was like, I'm all in. You know?
Nice.
I played it smart. You know, yeah. I played it smart. But I was like, that was it. I was all in. After my first couple big tickets, and then I saw comparing numbers, and I'm like, holy crap, I can do this, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So.
No, that's awesome, man. And then the fight song.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's WrestleMania, SummerSlam, whatever, you know.
So this one is it's easy for me.
Okay.
It's Rammstein's Firefly. It's a the intro of it. Rammstein is a German band that kind of got some stuff going on right now, but Firefly, that was just the beginning, the start of it. That was it's a great walkout song.
Okay. And, I can see that.
I trained Muay Thai, so I kind of always kind of, you know, that's one song I want to come out to, and I'll be ready by the time I get up there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be pumped. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't have it written down, so I don't think anybody said it, but I'm surprised nobody said Enter Sandman from Metallica.
That's a good one, but.
Because, I mean, I think about, you know, like I'm a Hurricanes fan. So Virginia Tech is, you know, kind of, you know, a rival of ours. But dude, I mean, there's nothing I think. I mean, I haven't seen it live, but you know, when you're watching a Virginia Tech game on TV and like the lights go out in the stadium and they start playing Enter Sandman and the crowd's just jumping, dude, and the guys are in the tunnel like. You know, pump like to me that's how you enter, you know, and I think Virginia Tech got it right with that. So I'm surprised.
I'm a huge Metallica fan too. So that's yeah. But that I don't know what it is about that start of that.
Yeah.
Just
No, that's cool. Yeah, no. Listen, it's definitely interesting, like, you know, hearing everybody's you know, everybody's songs. I think I don't have it written down, do I? I don't. I need to write his down. Jason Rose's was like the one that got me the most. And it was funny because I asked him when I was in Chicago, you know, and I had him on was interviewing him, and let me see if I can find it. And so, you know, like I asked him and he couldn't think of one. And I was like, well, that's cool. I was like, you know, it's no big deal if you can't think of one. Like, you know, it's puts people on the spot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jackie at SDC was like, oh my God, every song I've ever known, I can't even think of one, right? Or whatever. So dude, it was like a month later, looking at the date, it was a month later. It was a Friday. It was a Friday morning. I got up at 6:30. Like I'm getting brushing my teeth, like, you know, getting dressed, getting ready to go. And I'm checking my emails and I have an email from Jason Rose. It just says 1979 Sylvester. You make me feel mighty real. And I'm at 6:30 in the morning, bro. My brain's not.
And Jason was probably in like the Philippines or something.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. My brain's not computing. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm like, do I email him back and go, what?
What?
You know, is this meant for me? Like, what? And I'm like, I'll just leave it. Like, whatever, you know? And so a couple of hours go by and, you know how it is, dude. You're just like kind of in the zone washing a car or something, you know, and your brain just automatically decides to click on. And I'm like, that's his song. And so like, just to make sure, like I go into iTunes and I type in Sylvester, you know, you make me feel whatever. And I'm like, sure enough, that was his song. And dude, that's like, to me, that was a really cool thing. Like he thought about it.
Yeah,
like he legitimately thought it. Like it wasn't one of those like, yeah, Alex, I'll get back with you, you know, like, you know, keep on keeping on, you know, kind of thing or whatever. Like that guy legitimately like woke up one day and was like, I got it.
Since I've been watching Elf's podcast, the Q&A's, I was like, oh, I know that. I don't know what exactly I'm going
to say. Yeah. You know, and that's the funny thing. Like now, like if you listen to the podcast enough, right, and if we have you on or whatever, like it doesn't really catch people off guard as much anymore, right? Like I feel it shouldn't. But dude, it's like when I ask people that question, they're just like, or you know, like any of these questions, they're just kind of like, I know what I want to say, but like, you know, and then they, you know, I think it's like being actually put on the spot. Like when you're listening to it, you're like, man, I got it. It was this day, it was that day, like da 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 da. Like, and then you get put on the spot and you're just like, deer in the headlights. Kind of thing. So okay, and then the last one is the smart list question. So it's kind of based on the you know, where do you want to be in 5 years? So if you're Samantha from Bewitched and you could wiggle your nose and you could have your business be exactly where you want it to be, what does that look like?
So I would love to have me actually like a detail supply store here.
Okay.
Still have my mobile rig running, but me working just kind of managing it. But I really want to open up a store here locally. Our closest one is Detail Link in Atlanta and Beaufort, Georgia.
Okay.
So almost 3 hours away.
Oh, wow.
So I definitely want to open up something right here close. My own detail supply, professional detail supplies type store.
You got to get on that, man.
Yeah, I'm working.
I mean, look, you have the perfect person to talk to in the mafia with Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
Lobato. Oh, yeah, and Lobato. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking.
Mark Elliott.
Lobato. I just went straight to thinking about Laura.
But that's what I really want to do. I still have my, you know, just still have my stuff. But I want to have somebody that I can really trust out running jobs.
Yeah.
But definitely expand into that. The retail side of it a little bit, especially, you know, focus on the DIY type people, because that's mostly a lot of what we got. I'll take care of my local detailers too, you know, and supply and everything. But
I think you would get more of the DIY guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because where I'm at, we are a huge horse country. We are a huge hot rods, drag strips, drag cars. I mean, so we definitely have a plethora of all types. So yeah, that's definitely the next step that I want to go with. And then
I'd like to do one of those too, but I feel that I feel like Orlando's a little bit I don't want to say saturated, but Orlando's pretty covered. I mean, we've got Jeff, I forget Jeff's last name, but he opened up Superior Detail Superstores, I think it's Superior Detail Superstores here in Orlando. And he's got like four locations. So, I mean, he's pretty much got, you know, a good coverage of Orlando, you know, and he, you know, pretty much carries all the, you know, Rupes, Flex, you know, G-Tech, CarPro, Gion, you know, all the cool stuff that you would, you know, want to see in a superstore kind of thing or whatever. And then I know, Briggs Distribution, which does Arctic, they have a store, and then they also not only carry the Arctic stuff, but I think they do the Rupes stuff. They do CarPro, they do, like Meguiar's and some other stuff like that. And then there's a couple of other, you know, kind of smaller ones that, you know, make, you know, kind of make their own products and whatnot to sell. So I'd like to do one, but I feel like there's enough around that, you know, it probably wouldn't, you know. Oh, and then we have Corey, sky's the limit, you know. Yeah. You know, so like, I mean, he's got everything. So, you know, so no, that I think that would be cool, man.
You're in a good area for it, and I think, you know, you got like Jack's Wax and Charleston and Myrtle Beach, but you're still 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive. So
yeah,
for here, it definitely has potential. So that's my next. That's actually probably my next moves right there. It's in the business plan. Let's put it. Yeah. It's already been planned out.
You go find a little warehouse space, you know, with a little retail front end on it or whatever. And
make like that happen. I like do that transition, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. No, that'd be awesome. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you jumping on and doing this, you know, coming back so soon. You know, it's always a joy to talk to you, man. I really appreciate it. If anybody would like to reach out to you and maybe, I don't know, talk to you or ask some mafia questions or something like that, what's best places for people to do that?
You can email me at chris@eastcoastcustomdetailing.com, or you can call me or text me 803-306-4946. Or just hit me up on Facebook, Chris Williams. Should pop up if you're anything in detailing. I should pop up hopefully. So
yeah. No, man, I appreciate it, buddy. You know, go enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
You too, man. Have a great weekend, and I appreciate you having me on.
I'm gonna try. I think we gotta go pick the kid up from the football game now. So she didn't want us to tag along.
Of course not, really.
Yeah, she's too cool. She's too cool. And it's funny because she doesn't know anything about football. So
it's their fault. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, she's freshman cheerleader, so she gets to. She's not actually cheering, but she gets, you know, she gets to get in for free because she's a freshman cheerleader, and she gets to go hang out and, you know, be cool and all that other stuff. And
she's living her best life, bro.
Hey, exactly, dude. Exactly. Yeah. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye. All right. Thanks to Chris for jumping on again. The dude's awesome. Love talking with him. So once again, please just go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are following us, you're listening to us, you're watching us, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Anywhere that you're listening to us, I'd really appreciate, you know, if you just take a couple seconds out of your time and leave us hopefully a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. If you got an extra couple of seconds on top of those seconds, anybody listening on Apple would be great to actually like write a review. All that stuff just helps us kind of, you know, get put in the algorithm as far as, you know, people listening to other automotive podcasts. You know, we get the old, you might like this one kind of thing. So we'd greatly appreciate that. All right. I don't know what the topic's going to be Wednesday. But next week we do have Adam Patali from Adam's Polishes on the Q&A. So make sure you come back for that one. All right, everybody. Have a great night, day, weekend, whatever you're listening to this. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the support. Take care. Bye.